I hope my story can bring peace to those who are ever struggling. Growing up, I struggled a lot with my religion. My grandparents were very religious and would take me to church consistently. My youngest memory was being in a Sunday school as a little girl and being confused because I didn't understand the information being taught, but being afraid to speak up, worried I would be punished for questioning what I was learning. My life went on, and I grew up feeling the exact same way, lost, not only not understanding my religion, but feeling more empty because I could never have that connection like others to God. I remember praying day in and day out, asking for signs, waiting to feel that connection with God, but I never did. When I went away for college, I met a few Muslim sisters, and one of them I became close with, and even after I moved away, I would stay in touch with. She always stood out to me because she was such an amazing person, inside and out, and never judged me, but yet welcomed me with open arms. I remember what really drew me out of Christianity was when I was taking a religious class about Christianity. At the time, I was already struggling with my religious identity and really needed clarity. I thought by taking this class, I would grow close and stronger in my religion and finally get that connection that I have always prayed about and wanted. One of the most frustrating things was when I would hear about others would call out to God and pray to feel His presence, which is something I never felt. No matter how many times I prayed, how many different churches I visited, how many Bible studies or groups I joined, I never felt that connection. My homework assignments would tend to be where you read a verse or two and you decipher the verse for what you believe the true meaning of the verse is. Most times, my professor would respond with 1 to 2 sentences stating my opinion of the meaning was off. Every time I would respond and email back asking for more clarification, and each time I was directed back into the reading and wouldn't receive a clear answer, but more so frustration on his end. Needless to say, I did not get A in my religious course. I barely passed. I went to other sources I knew and asked the same questions, and it was like no one could give me a clear understanding of why. I found myself constantly being depressed, frustrated, and struggling mentally, physically, emotionally, and was exhausted because I didn't know why I felt this way. But I just knew that the more time I was in this religion, the more I didn't feel like myself, and the more time I would just shut down. One day, I found myself constantly searching on YouTube for convert stories and found one on why I converted to Islam. I watched it and cried. I cried because here I was at a point in my life, almost 30 years old, struggling with my faith, where it should be a time where I should be strong in my faith. I had never felt so connected with that video, with anything like before. I stayed in contact with the sister that I met in college and asked her if she knew anyone in my city that I could just sit down and talk to. All praise be to Allah. She did, and she got me connected with a sister who would change my journey forever. She invited me to my first halakha and was there to help me on my journey to this day. I went to my first halakha and never stopped. There were sisters there who were born Muslims, some converts, and even some like myself who just had questions. When I found Islam, it was like the light went off in my head and I just knew it was right. The moment I took my shahada, I felt as if everything in the room went silent and my body felt at ease and at peace like no other. To this day, I remember that feeling and recollecting that no matter what, I would always put my life in Allah's hands and trust that everything would work its way out as it did for me before. When I first prayed alone, I was extremely nervous. I didn't want to mess up and my prayer not be accepted. My Arabic at the time was just completely horrible, and I felt like I kept forgetting how to say the prayers. I took a deep breath in and out and started to pray. The entire time, I felt this warmth in my chest and my heart, as if Allah was watching me, which is something I always strived for. Every time now I pray to Allah, I always have that warm, loving feeling. I know Islam has changed my life in ways I never expected. I have such love now for learning more, and will one day be able to travel at different conferences to inspire other sisters and women who may be struggling. I truly feel my purpose in this life is to help others. If you are ever struggling with your religion and feel like Islam is for you, then don't be afraid to reach out to sisters like me or anyone you know and ask questions. It doesn't matter what it is. It is our job as Muslims to help educate. And if I don't know the answer, I know someone that will have the answer. If you are too scared to ask questions, or maybe too nervous that your family might find out, then you always have YouTube as another suggestion. YouTube is such a good resource to go and listen to other people's convert stories and what they have been through. It's an amazing thing because if one story doesn't connect with you, maybe the next one will, or the next one after that, and so forth.